Do you feel like your life is a success? Are you mainly satisfied with your life? Would you be able to die today without regret? Or do you have a horrible feeling of failure that eats away at you from the inside? Does it seem like everyone else has made it and you're the only loser around? Do you sometimes feel that your life is hollow and empty? If you do, I'm sure that you are not alone. In my years as a meditation teacher, I have many externally very successful people who inside felt like failures. They've achieved everything they're supposed to: big house, top job, fast car, loads of money. But they feel very underwhelmed. They have a sense of, is this it? There must be more to life than this. When I was younger, I was lucky enough to have made enough money to live in the Canary Islands and not have to work. I was living the good life, growing my own veggies, going to the beach every day, painting, hiking, decorating my house. But after 6 months of the good life, I ended up feeling very depressed and found it hard to get out of bed to go to the beach. Although it was very painful, I was lucky to realise at such a young age that success does not depend on external factors. It depends on what you're doing with your mind. I wasn't alone with being depressed on my Canary Island. There were many ex-pop stars and millionaires who were equally miserable. Why? Because our island lives didn't have much meaning. Being self-indulgent only works for a short time, and then we start to feel rubbish. Think about it. How do we feel at the end of Christmas with loads of food, booze, and lounging around? Although it seems like a great idea in the beginning, it only really works for a short time. So what does work? From my own and others' experience, what works is thinking about and benefiting others. What really feels better? Watching a match on your Bose surround sound TV and drinking a superb bottle of wine on your own, or drinking rubbish wine on a rubbish TV with mates in the pub? Driving alone in your Ferrari, or giving a lift to someone who really needs it? Driving past an old lady with a flat tire, or stopping to help her change it? Hopefully, we would agree that doing things for others has the greatest feel-good factor. A palliative care nurse has revealed the most common regrets from her patients. In her book, Top 5 Regrets of the Dying, Bonnie Ware says she found that nearly all of her patients were more concerned with the relationships they had built with others and being truly happy than they were with money, fame, or success. The problem with daily tasks is that they are endless. We will never get to the end of the list. There will always be more to do. Finish this presentation, go to that meeting, sell those shares, take over that company. And we constantly feel frustrated and inadequate. Whereas if we start to measure our success internally, we'll feel more and more satisfied and fulfilled. So what does internal success look like? Basically, how well you benefit others. Today, I bought a coffee for everyone. Today, I rang my mum and didn't get irritated for 10 minutes. That's 3 minutes better than last week. I helped my son with his maths. I gave money to a homeless person. I was there for my mate who was having a tough time. If we measure the success of our life in terms of how we have helped and supported others, we'll be continually fulfilled. As well as making others happy, we'll be making other people's lives better. There's a wonderful movement called Random Acts of Kindness, where every day you try to do something for others anonymously. For example, one person came back to their old car and found a note with some money to buy some new windscreen wipers. Imagine what a positive effect that would have on your day. If we use this criteria to make our day meaningful, then life will never be boring and mundane. We continually look for opportunities to help others. We use our imagination and creativity. Each day becomes very precious and even magical. And as a result, our whole life becomes very fulfilling, and we can die happily without regrets. What an amazing sign of success, being able to die happily. Make sure that your body is relaxed and let go of any tension. Give yourself permission to let go of distracting thoughts and to be able to fulfill your potential to benefit others. Breathe out your distractions and negative thoughts and breathe in healing energy deep into your heart and mind. Let go of all distractions and fill your heart and mind with healing positive light and energy. From this positive, non-judgmental space, think about your life so far. Think of everything that you have achieved so far in your life. Ask yourself, how much sense of satisfaction did it bring you? Your new job, car, relationship, money, TV. If we are honest with ourselves, we can see that these achievements in themselves are hollow and don't bring the lasting satisfaction that we want. What makes us feel really good and fulfilled is benefiting and helping others. Think of a time when you did something just for yourself. And now think of a time when you did something for others, which one felt better? And if you felt that benefiting others felt better, then now think about ways that you could practically help and benefit the people in your life. Ring them, make them tea, fix a shelf. Take the dog out. Take some time to think about how you could practically help them. And now make the determination deep in your heart to try to take every opportunity to help and benefit others. Hold this determination firmly but gently within your heart and mind. Each time your mind becomes distracted, very gently, without any judgment, bring it back to your determination to let go of distractions in your heart. And we direct the positive energy of this meditation so that we can continue to take every opportunity to help and benefit others and make our lives very meaningful. Thank you. That's the end of the meditation. When you're ready, you can gradually and gently relax your concentration. I hope that you found the meditation useful, and that you enjoy taking the opportunity to benefit others throughout your life.